Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, it's me. I could not wait for Tuesday evening. We'll be back on Tuesday evening. Have no mistake about that, but I wanted to talk right now about what has happened at the start of free agency. And this is something that happened way back on Friday. I know Friday seems so long ago when we made that deal to move down to the NFL draft and, of course, acquire DJ Moore. And it only got better on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, as the Bears acquired three quality pieces, which should help this team in the future. And, you know, we got so much to talk about. But you know what, Sammy? Let's go ahead and start the show and let's get to it.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast with Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back. Justin Fields making magic happen. There goes Fields. Touchdown.
The Sickest Chicago Bears and Fantasy Football Podcast. Brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sports entertainment like no other. It's going to be sick.
It's Monday afternoon. You know what that means? A special edition of the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank to talk about all the great moves that have been happening in free agency. Although I do want to take an opportunity right now to address something that just happened. I was just on the NFL Network talking about DJ Moore going to the Bears. And of course, like, you cannot talk 5 minutes or even express any sort of happiness with the Chicago Bears, and everybody's like, well, who's going to block for him? Who's going to, like, Jesus, we're it's still a thing. Like, free agency is still going on. The draft is still going to be a thing. Like, there are still opportunities to improve this team. And if over the last couple of days, if you do not have the impression that Ryan Poles knows what he's doing, he's got this handled, then I really don't know what to tell you. Like, honestly, I don't, you'll never be satisfied. I will never be able to convince you. And I know there's a lot of it, like, oh, Rank's the Bears fan. He's coming in, obviously, a little bit more optimistic than most people. I can understand that. But at the same time, you've got to look at the facts and everything. And I'll take it back to something that I said Friday. If you want to go onto my Twitter feed, I had a nice little rant on Total Access. They gave me the opportunity to kind of express something that I will kind of reiterate here. And I will, and again, I mistakenly started referring to Ryan Pace, but let's talk about Ryan Pace. Through all his faults and everything that happened with Ryan Pace, he needed to be fired. He needed to go, but he did set some things in motion that have helped the current administration. Of course, namely bringing in Justin Fields. That is something that I hope in a decade, 12, 15 years from now, Ryan Pace can return to our new stadium in Arlington Heights and we'll be like, yeah, you know what? It wasn't all bad. You know, sometimes you romanticize the past. Some of us have jobs. You know, I used to work for Rite Aid, thrifty drug, back in the day, scooping ice cream and all that stuff. And in the moment, I know that I didn't enjoy it that much. But now looking back on it, when I take my kids to Rite Aid for ice cream, I'm like, it wasn't that bad. There were some good times here. We had some laughs. And I think that's the way it's going to be with Ryan Pace. You look at what happened with Justin Fields, and you cannot help but feel encouraged by that move right now. He set the organization in motion, and credit once again to the McCaskies, who took it a step further. When they hired Ryan Poles, they also brought in an assistant GM, Ian Cunningham. They've made a lot of great moves. And I think that obviously getting rid of Khalil Mack hurt, but it got us an extra second round pick. That is significant. That is a guy who is going to play for us. Khalil Mack, of course, restructured his deal recently with the LA Chargers. He'll stay. But at the same time, that was a move that needed to be made. I love Allen Robinson. It's probably for the best that we didn't offer him a long-term deal. And just the facts, just the way it's coming out, The Rams are trying to trade him. They're probably going to release him. That worked out as well. Bobby Quinn, great player for us 2 years ago. Wonderful sack totals, everything, all that good stuff. Made no impact with the Philadelphia Eagles. We got a fourth round draft pick from that. A player that we could end up spinning into something else, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Then we have some other things. Charles Leno. Okay. We didn't. James Daniels. Maybe not. He might not have fit our scheme. He might not have fit what we were doing. I don't feel like that's a bad deal. I'm glad that he's done well with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm cool with it. Roquan Smith. Everything that's happened with Roquan Smith leads to today. And we now look at TJ Edwards. We look at Trayvon. And we look at everything that has happened over the last, 12 hours with the Chicago Bears, as I get my notes out right here and go through what the Bears have done. And I think it's important to really look at this objectively, because the Roquan Smith thing, we dealt, and this was on my Twitter feed. I will actually be able to credit the person who wrote this for a change. Usually it's, I'm always like some guy on Twitter, but this came from a tweet from the Irish Bear Show. So I will give them the utmost deference and respect. So Roquan Smith, we traded away. He cost the Baltimore Ravens just around $20 million per year. The Bears now have TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, and Jack Sanborn. That cost us about $25 million. We also got a second round pick. And I've seen this on Twitter because we have the second round pick. Again, it's significant. A second round pick. We have seen Ryan Poles work his magic in the second round. That is not an insignificant thing. And then a lot of people are like, well, you gave up a second for Chase Claypool. Like, okay, well then throw Chase Claypool into the mix. We gave up a second. That is true. That is forever true. But we also got Chase Claypool. So if you look at that situation, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, a second, and Chase Claypool for Roquan Smith, and a second, basically swapping spots in the second. So let's take the picks out of there. Ask yourself this question. Would you swap picks, move down from 33, from 32, oh, this is the thing, 32 to 54, but you get TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, and Chase Claypool? I make that deal. I certainly make that deal. And I think it's important, too, to look at, all the, and we still haven't stopped. There was another deal that was made recently. Nate Davis is going to be joining the team at guard. Now, last season, he played right guard. The best Bears offensive lineman last year was our right guard, Tevin Jenkins. I don't think that means that Tevin Jenkins is on the move. And I think that, Shagru pointed this out that, the coaching staff was pretty quick to point out this is likely, he's likely not to move. I think the coaching staff is committed to keeping him at right guard. You found something with him at right guard. It makes no sense to go out there and try to move him around. Like, you got a right guard who is going to be the anchor on your offensive line for quite some time. Why do you mess with that? When you bring in a free agent, when you bring in somebody like Nate Davis, you're like, hey, can you play left guard? Yes. Okay, cool. That's where you're playing. And there's been some, I know some people have been like, he's a right guard. He's only played. I saw this on Twitter again. Don't go into Twitter. Some of the reporting that I've seen, and I would have to go back and research this. This is still brand new to me. It suggests that he can play all over the field. He can play all over the offensive line. If he can play left, I mean, you don't go into these meetings. I mean, obviously, this goes back to the combine where they were talking and you're like, hey, so what are we doing here? Like, okay, there you go. Yep. Can you play left guard? Is he willing to play left guard? Will he do that? Then we'll bring him to Chicago. You do not bring in a guy who's like, I'm only playing right guard. Because why would you do that otherwise? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm lefty. My group of friends. I'm our lefty. I won't let them bring in another lefty. I got to be the only, no, I'm just teasing, but you know what I'm saying? Like you don't make that move unless you know where you're going. And this has been set in motion. So don't get on Twitter and argue with people and be like, the Bears obviously know where they want him to play. And when Ryan Poles addresses the media, he is likely going to tell us where he is going to play. So I wouldn't sweat about it too much. But you know what? We've got two guards now that are locked in. I still love Braxton Jones. I think that he's going to be a big deal. I love that move. Let's talk about some of the moves we didn't make, though. Mike McGlinchey. This was going to be very polarizing because before the free agency window even opened, Bears fans were already mad at a signing that had yet to happen. Like, it hasn't even happened yet. It's like when my kids get worked up about things that have not had, like, what are you getting worked up about? This hasn't happened yet. Like, there's still time for this. Like, this, there's no reason to believe this is going to happen. That's exactly what happened with Mike McGlinchey. I will go on record as saying, like, I would have been pro McGlinchey. I thought that would have been a decent move. That's just me. I thought that would have been a decent move. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which side of the coin you're on, that move did not happen. The reason being is that the Broncos paid a lot of money for Mike McGlinchey. And I like Mike McGlinchey, but I'm not spending that much money. I love In-N-Out Burger. It is delicious. I'm not paying $20 for a double-double. I'm just not doing it. At some point, you get priced out of the market, and that's okay. It's okay to get priced out of the market. Like, all right, do what you want to do. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to do that. Now, Jawan Taylor was another guy that everybody moved on to. And like, this is the guy that we like more. We like him more than McGlinchey. This is the better signing, which he probably is because he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs gave him a significant amount of money. And so I love that for him. I am happy for him as a human being. I will tell you this. If you have a choice between getting a ton of guaranteed money with the Chiefs and a ton of guaranteed money with the Bears, like, hey, listen, I'm a Bears fan. I'm not an idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably sign it with the Chiefs. I'm probably going to make a run at a Super Bowl next season. I make that move. Go do you. Like, that's the one thing. This is the one thing you have to remember. Like, these guys can't be forced to sign with the Bears. And it's not advisable to start throwing around the money that some of these teams are throwing around. Now, the Broncos might be a different thing. They've got what, Walton money, Walmart money, all that stuff. This could be a problem for a number of years where they're throwing around way too much money for whatever. They can just spend whatever. It doesn't matter. The salary cap is not going to it's not going to matter to them. The Bears could be into that situation too, whenever they finance their stadium and all that stuff. But for the practicality of what is going on right now with the Chicago Bears, you don't make those deals, don't make sense for us. I know that we have the most cap space in the league, but what that means is we have to spend a lot of money to fill in a lot of holes. Like, that's what Ryan Poles is doing, is that he's filling these holes. Like, getting TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds fills in a lot of holes. Now, obviously, our defensive line was not great last season. The good news is there is still Draymond Jones. And it is my understanding, talking to some people and hearing some things, that the Bears are very interested in him as well. And the situation with him is that he's likely going to shop himself around the league. He is going to get a highest bidder at some point. And then they are going to go to the Chicago Bears and say, this is what Team X is offering us. Do you want to match this deal? Throw that up. I'm fine. I can take comments. We're good. What do you think we do? Oh, thanks, Joseph. By the way, thanks for everybody for jumping in. That's so nice of you. I will tell you, the ninth pick, again, it'll be interesting to see what happens. If we somehow, and I know there's still a couple of right tackles available on the market right now, we could still trade. You know, there are probably teams right now that might be looking to move on from some other players. We could still trade for a right tackle. It is my belief that as it stands right now, if we do not sign an additional offensive lineman, it is my belief that we end up with Skoronski, we end up with Paris Johnson, or we go offensive line with that ninth pick. That is my conjecture. That's what I could see for us. Of course, there would be a situation too. Jalen Carter met with the Bears over the weekend, that if he gets tonsilled, that he is somebody that the Bears could take a look at. The other kid from Texas, was it Will Levis? Not Will Levis. But you know who I'm talking about. I still think it's offensive lineman, but of course at number nine, we're playing the field. By the way, you know what's funny about this too is everybody who loves saying, hey, your second round, they essentially gave up a first round pick for Chase Claypool, which was whatever. That's not accurate, but whatever. Why is it not like, this Bears number nine pick is essentially a top five pick, considering quarterbacks are going, there's going to be four quarterbacks drafted before them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's essentially a top five pick. Nobody says that. It's always got to go on the negative. But I do hope, I think offensive lineman is the way to go right now. But again, things can change. This is the first day. These are the first hours. The opening hours of free agency. There's still a lot to be going on. As of right now, the Orlando Brown has not been signed. Now, I know a lot of people will be asking about Orlando Brown. I don't want to make a move just for the sake of making a move. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get people off of our back. Although, with all the signings that we've made, it feels pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are not overly critical for everything that is going on. But I do think that, when you get Tremaine Edmonds, like, that helps keep the haters at bay for a little bit, especially when you have that number nine pick in the pocket. But by the way, like, again, you don't always just necessarily address and find starters in the first round. You can find starters in any round. And I think that last year, Ryan Poles went out and proved this by drafting Braxton Jones. And again, I think that anything, like, if we do not sign Orlando Brown, and this goes back to something I talked about on Tuesday, if we don't sign Orlando Brown, I think this is a great vote of confidence for Braxton Jones, that they believe in his talent. You know, I was talking to Sean O'Hara over the last couple of days that we were doing Total Access. And I was like, hey, look, I go, the one thing is that Braxton Jones got bull rushed by some quality defensive lineman. And Sean was like, look, it's like when you're evaluating a rookie or anything like that, the one thing that you would look at of like, what's the most fixable is guys getting stronger, guys getting acclimated to playing NFL football. Like, if you go out there and you have a guy who's proven to be athletic, who's shown that he can do, you know, a number of different things, but he needs to get stronger, that's a good place to be starting from. So I do think that that this is probably a strong endorsement for Braxton Jones. So we got Braxton Jones, who's going to improve. We got Nate Davis, presumably at left guard. Cody Whitehair, somebody is going to be playing center, and it's not going to be Sam Mustafa. We got Tevin Jenkins, and for right now, we'll continue to pencil in Larry Borum. I am not giving up on Larry Borum, by the way. I would love to get a right tackle who's a veteran. I think our veteran comes at the center position if it's possible. But we could draft a center. We could draft a right tackle. We can still draft. There's so many ways to go. And a lot of ways that we'll be able to dissect this over the next couple of days, the next couple of hours. Do you want to let everybody know that we are planning to be back Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for our traditional Tuesday night, Take It to the Rank. We'll have Carmen Vitale joining us, and we'll hopefully we're trying to line up a guest. And if it's the guest that I think that we can get, oh, it's a good one. And you're going to want to make sure that you tune in for that. But we're going to have a guest. We're going to continue to break down what's happening. And again, I'm sitting here like Kylo Ren. They're firing on Luke Skywalker. I want more. more. So there's a lot of great things. So make sure that you tune in here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. Seek us out. We'll be around. But I want to thank everybody for being here. Check me out on the NFL Network. I'll be on over the next couple of days, mostly talking fantasy football, but at the same time, sneaking in as much knowledge about the Chicago Bears as possible. But I want to thank everybody. Oh, by the way, Underdog Fantasy. By the way, if you're doing a March Madness pool, check out our friends at Underdog Fantasy. Yep, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest way to play fantasy sports. It's simple to get started. Just head to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Sign up using the promo code SICK, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So if you're trying to find a place to host your March Madness pool, and if you've not tried Underdog Fantasy, go do it. Go set up go do a thing on Underdog Fantasy. It's a lot of fun. You can join some contests, first to 15s. You know what? We got a question. Okay, we do have one question. Devontae, what's going on? With what we've added so far, we win those seven single possessions. Oh, you know what? You know what? I love this, Devontae. We win those seven single possession losses. We add more in the draft. We definitely in the playoffs. Fields for MVP. Bear down. Devontae, I want to feel this way, and I do feel that way. Like, that's the one. Like, that's the thing. Every time that I hear somebody say something like, "Oh, the Bears are going to be picking first again," it's like, well, I don't think Carolina is going to be that bad. Oh, that's right. The Bears are not that bad of a team. There were so many games that they were involved in by improving the defense. And this is the thing that I said last year. By improving the defense, you are helping the offense. There were times that, you know what, Justin probably, I mean, a lot of those games, and they'll look at Justin and they'll be like, oh, Justin could have done. I'm like, when the Bears got one-dimensional, it really took away what made the Bears so special. I mean, it's true. It's really difficult to make two-minute drives when you know that Justin has to pass the ball. Like, if Getsy would have dialed up more runs, it might have been a little bit of a different story. Like, I would love to have seen a little bit more of that in the two-minute. But, like you said, the defense now making more critical stops. Tremaine Edmonds getting – oh, God, we have good linebackers again. Sanborn. There's a lot of cool stuff. I agree with you, Devontae. Thank you so much for chiming in here. We do appreciate it. But you know what? I got to bounce. I got some other commitments. I'll be all over the place. I'm going to be on The Score. I'm going to be on WGN. There's so many things going on. So I want to thank everybody for being here. Thanks for taking 20 minutes out of your day to come hang out with us. More stuff tomorrow. We'll see you then. Until then, bear down. And Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Brought to you by Underdog Fantasy.